Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting seventh. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Len Sakata. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bobby Clark. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Mark Brauhart. Batting ninth. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy strikes out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken takes first base on ball four. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Brauhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheets moves to second. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata takes first base on ball four. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sakata scoops it up and throws to first, with McGregor covering, for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sakata settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Gross reaches second base with a double. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sheets hits a line drive into right field. Brouhard picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Brouhard. Gross scores. Sheets moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Brewers, 1. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dempsey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sakata hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sheets scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Orioles. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sakata. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn, who is chasing the ball. Riles reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Riles scores. It's Orioles, 2, Brewers, 2. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Gross reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clark. Dwyer reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gross takes first base on ball 4. Lynn moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Cooper, and towards Gantner, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 1 in the game. Brouhard strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross juggles the ball. That's an error on Gross. Moore moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Riles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dempsey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sakata hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 3 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lacy. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Lacy steals second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy moves to third. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lacy scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob McClure now pitching. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower pinch hits for Wayne Gross. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower bunts towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to second. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Larry Sheets. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 3 in the game. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rich Dower now playing third base. Mark Brouhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brouhard is 0 for 2 in the game. Brouhard strikes out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Len Sakata is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sakata is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sakata hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McClure fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Roenick pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Don Oss now pitching. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Brouhard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-0 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to third. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy pinch hits for Bobby Clark. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Manning pinch hits for Mark Brouhard. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.